Good evening. This is Akashwani Itanagar, the news read by Morgan Bagram. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today gave a strong message to Islamabad, saying that there is no place left in Pakistan where terrorists can breathe in peace. He said, India has the capability to eliminate terrorists at their homes. Modi said this while interacting with the air warriors and the soldiers at Air Force Station Adampur in Punjab. Hailing the success of Operation Sindoor, the Prime Minister said, India has destroyed 9 terrorist camps and eliminated over 100 terrorists in Pakistan. He said, the Pakistani army, on which these terrorists were relying, has been defeated by the Indian armed forces. He said the masters of terror have now realized that shedding the blood of innocent people will have only one outcome, devastation and utter annihilation. The Prime Minister lauded the courage, valor and professionalism of the armed forces in protecting the nation during Operation Sindoor. He said, Operation Sindoor has boosted the nation's morale, united the country in a thread of unity and protected India's borders. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has outlined India's unwavering commitment to combat terrorism following the success of Operation Sindoor. Addressing the nation yesterday evening, Modi said that the world has seen India's capabilities and it is clear terrorists will now no longer be spared. He said Operation Sindoor has sent an unambiguous message to terrorist groups and their supporters that any attack on India and its citizens will be met with full force. Modi said that India will not engage in any discussions with Pakistan except those concerning terrorism and Pakistan-occupied Kashmir. The External Affairs Minister said that India is having its long-standing national position on any issues related to the Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir, adding that these issues will have to be addressed by India and Pakistan bilaterally. Replying to a question during media briefing in New Delhi, MEA spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said, India's policy over this matter has not changed and any outstanding matter is the vacation of illegally occupied Indian territory of Pakistan. In a historic move, Chief Minister Pema Khandu today chaired the state cabinet meeting at Kibithu, the last border outpost in Anjor district, under the cabinet Aapke Dwar initiative. The cabinet approved the formation of a joint venture company with NIPCO to implement 5 hydropower projects in Shiyomi district, Tato 1, Hyo, Tato 2, Naing and Hirong. Of this, Tato 1 and Hyo have already secured Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs clearance and are poised to begin construction. Cabinet also restored the 144-megawatt Gongri HEP to Miss Dirang Energy Private Limited under a new hydropower policy. Major reforms in the education sector were also cleared, including a revised transfer policy for teachers and creation of 32 new posts at Arunachal Pradesh University. To strengthen security, 200 Home Guard posts were sanctioned. The cabinet also approved administrative restructuring, Mission Karma Yogi implementation, and the launch of the Sunrise Festival in Anjor. An 11-day nationwide outreach campaign on Operation Sindoor has been launched today. Largely known as Tiranga Yatra, the campaign aims to highlight Indian Armed Forces' success against Pakistan. East ex-servicemen, social workers, social organizations, as well as prominent BJP leaders will be part of this public program. Meanwhile, Arunachal Pradesh leaders, led by Chief Minister Pema Khandu, participated in a Tiranga Yatra at Walong in Anjor district ahead of the cabinet meeting today. The yatra culminated at the Walong War Memorial, where the leaders paid homage to the valiant Jawans who met the supreme sacrifice during the 1962 war. Apart from the ministers, army personnel and the local community participated in it. Central Board of Secondary Education has declared the results of Class 12 and Class 10th examinations. In class 12, 88.39% of students have passed, marking an increase of 0.41 percentage points over last year. Girls have outperformed boys by 5.94 percentage points, with over 91% passing the exam. 83.62% pass percentage was recorded in Guwahati region, while Arunachal Pradesh's overall pass percentage is 79.02%. In Arunachal 2, girls outperformed boys, recording an encouraging 81.55% pass percentage against boys 76.30%. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.